ज्ञानतिमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur opens up his Radharasasthaniti with very beautiful verse in which he offers his obeisances unto the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. He says, Adhaya Murthaniyad Apurudara Gopyaham Kamyam Padam Priyagunair Abhipichamodehe Bhavotsavena Bhajatam Rasakamadhenum Tam Radhika Charanarenumaham Smarami Tam Radhika Charanarenumaham Namami. I meditate on the dust of Sri Radha's lotus feet, dust that becomes a Kamadhenu cow to give the nectar of rasa as the devotees celebrate a festival of spiritual love. That sounds like what we're doing today, doesn't it? Placing this dust on their heads, the beautiful gopis attain something that even peacock feather-crowned Krishna only yearns to attain. Kamyam padam. What is desired, the position desired by Krishna, these gopis are taking. That is the Kamadhenu cow of the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is not explicit in the Bhagavatam, at least not in the text of the Bhagavatam. Although in Canto 10, Chapter 30, Text 28, Anaya Radhito Nunam, famous verse. It kind of implies Aradhita, Aradhana. Srimati Radharani's name is like that. So for esoteric reasons, she's not very commonly mentioned in Vedic literature in general. Some Puranas you will find, and certainly in other works, vernacular as well as Sanskrit works, that even predate the Bhagavatam, you will find mention of Srimati Radharani. Jayadeva's Gita Govindam, for example. Not younger than Bhagavatam, of course, but it's a good example. So, In commenting on Kunti Devi's prayers in the first canto, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Krishna got the name Govinda at the beginning of his Kaishora age, after he was bathed by the Surabhi cow. Govinda means he takes possession of the senses, Govinda. Whose senses? Especially the gopi senses. We won't let him take our senses. That is what defines a conditioned soul. We're stubborn. But the enjoyers of this form of Krishna are not mentioned because of their extraordinary nature, the esoteric nature of this love, and the lack of qualification of others to taste it. Those who will not allow Krishna to control your senses, for you this information is withheld. That's why she's not so explicit. Very confidential thing. Throughout all the history of South Asian civilization, we find a very common theme in Srila Prabhupada's books also. Actually, one devotee did a survey, not a survey, he did a statistical analysis of Srila Prabhupada's purports. And he found three things that Srila Prabhupada tends to emphasize, even when his predecessor acharyas do not emphasize it in his purports. What are those things? Let me see if I recall. One of them is the, of course, the spiritual master. This is a very strong point in Srila Prabhupada's purports. Another is the position of women. Srila Prabhupada really emphasized that. Believe it or not, it was an important thing to him, according to the statistics. What was the third one? Anybody know about this? It escapes me now as well. But anyway, this is the point that I'm making is that this has been a hallmark of Vedic civilization, that women are protected very carefully. And Krishna does the same thing, it would seem. He's protecting. What is he protecting, though? In this material world, Srila Prabhupada says women are very easily misled and abused. Have you noticed? They've noticed. So, that's not what we're talking about here. As he said already, these devotees are kept a little bit confidential. The gopis even. So much so that some acharyas will say that the gopis are heavenly apsaras descended to assist Krishna in his pastimes. They don't know the real esoteric nature of these gopis. So how can they understand? So he also says a few verses later, this is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur commenting on Kunti Stara. Krishna feels that such repositories of prem should be kept hidden. Just like if you've read the Gopala Sahasranama of Sammohan Tantra, you'll find gopaniyam, 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 prayatnataha. You should, with great care and attention, keep this thing very confidential. So those who do not have anything materially speaking, akinchana, but possess only Krishna, who has a body of Satchidananda, they alone are the unalloyed devotees of the Lord. And they're the abodes of prema. And therefore, like treasures, they should be kept hidden from everyone. Special devotees, very special devotees. And we know from Lord Shiva, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarshanam. The principle in general is to worship the devotees and cherish the devotees, respect the devotees, get the dust of the feet of the devotees. Charya Vaishnava Seva Paichi Nishtar Keva. So, this is especially so with the superlative devotee, the best of all devotees, Srimati Radhika. As we said already, her name itself means to worship Krishna. So, there are some verses in Padyavali, and Rupa Goswami reveals the character of Srimati Radharani and her love. When Srimati Radharani first sees Krishna, it's described in these words, Yadavadhi Yamana Kunje Ghanarucharavalokitakopi Nalini Dalavivathalilam Tadavaditaralayate. Ever since I saw a dark, handsome person, some nondescript, unknown person, ever since I saw a dark, handsome person in the woods near the Yamuna, my mind has been as unsteady as a water, drop of water on a lotus leaf. Nalini dalagata jalamati taralam. So, this is a poem written by Kavi Chandra. As you know, Rupa Goswami's Padyavali is a collection of verses by other poets. And yet it's interesting because a fairly late commentary on Padyavali by the Nityanandavatamsa Virachandra Goswami, he has connected all these verses in the Leela realm. Even though they're written in different places at different times and by different authors, according to his vision, he sees that they're all connected. So she has seen this person, but she's not revealing who it is. Gopaniyam. It works both ways. She's hiding her love for Krishna, and Krishna's hiding Radharani as well. It's very confidential. We don't know how fortunate we are to be sitting here worshipping Srimati Radhika's lotus feet here in Vrindavan Tham on her appearance day. People do not know about this. They can't understand. It's very, very confidential. Only by the divine grace of Srila Prabhupada has this information been broadcast. Of course, Srila Prabhupada is nothing but the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha Krishna combined. So for some inscrutable reason, they have decided, let's give it out in Kali Yuga. And they're doing that. Many times Srila Prabhupada has explained you have to surrender first if you're trying to approach Krishna. But Srimati Radharani is the soft side. Think about this. When Krishna is not with Srimati Radharani, then he's killing demons. He's killing. Just like Ramchandra, when he's not with Sita, killing, fighting. The soft side of the transcendental moiety, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, is Srimati Radharani, the Lord's internal pleasure potency. Akasmade kaspin patisaki maya yamunatatam rajantya drishto yo navajaladhara shyamalatanuhu. Sadrig bhangya kimva kuruta nahi jane tata idam mano me vyalolam kvachana krikritya nalagate. Here she's taking it a step further, according to the commentator. While going to the Yamuna on this path, it's implied that they go every day on the same path, I saw someone as dark as a new rain cloud. I simply don't know what he did to me by his sidelong glance. But ever since then, my restless mind cannot at all focus on my household duties. Anybody else have this problem? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's brief comments. This verse also appears in Bhakti Dasamrita Sindhu. And there, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives only brief comments, but his comments are expanded by, as I said, the commentary of Virchandra Goswami. This is a poem by Jayanta, author named Jayanta. It's a movement of the eyes, drig bhangya. It's not that I just saw him. Rather, I don't know what kind of infatuating magic or whatever he made with his eye movements. But ever since then, my mind is too restless to stay fixed on any of my household duties. Tell me, what shall I do? So I saw this person. He's so beautiful, and my mind is not the same ever since. Then she goes further on. She says, Puro nila jodsna taranam raganabhi parimalas tato lila venu kvanitamanukanchi kalavaraha tato vidyudvalli valayate chamatkara lahari taranga lavanyam taranu sahajananda udagat. This is an anonymous verse. We don't know who wrote it, but it's in the Padyavali as well. At first, He was like blue moonlight. Picture this, blue moonlight. At first he was like that. After that came the fragrance of musk. Later the playful flute sounded, and then the tinkling of tiny bells arose. After that appeared beauty like a billowing wave of wonder, encircled by lightning. And finally, innate bliss of the soul. This is an answer to her friend's question. What, tell me more about him. What did he look like? What did you experience? This is her answer. So, adya sundari kalinda nandani tira kunja bhuvi keli lampadaha vadayan muralikam muhur muhuhu madhavo harati mamakam manaha. Now, O beautiful one, Madhava steals my mind as he is again and again playing his flute in a bower on the banks of the Yamuna. Now she's directly revealed his name. What is his name? Madhava. Why Madhava? Just like Rupa Goswami also said, Radhe Jaya Jaya. Why Madhava? Madhava. Madhava. Iska matlab kya hai? Lakshmi ke pati. So, the one who can conquer even Lakshmi Devi, this is Madhava. But he's not interested in Lakshmi Devi. Therefore, she's called Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Krishna Karnamrita commentary. First verse, Jaya Shri, Chintamanir Jayati Somagirir Gurume, that verse. So he says, what does Jaya Shri mean? That form of Shri, which is conquered, should be Jita Shri. So Jaya Shri means actually Srimati Radharani. She is the only one who can conquer Lakshmi. Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Samprama Sevyamanam. Samprama means restless, very astvyast, like today. Everybody's running around, everybody's losing sleep, doing so much service. This is called Samprama Sevyamanam. Whole world, whole spiritual world is full of these Lakshmis. Can you cook better than Lakshmi? Can you dress better than Lakshmi? Do you have such qualities better than Lakshmi? We can get into Lakshmi even alone as one class, but Radharani is the one who conquers even this Lakshmi. So now she's revealing the name. It was Madhava. It was Krishna. And he's the one stealing my mind. So she falls in love intensely. This is the whole description we've been going up until now. It's called Purvaraga. In the beginning, she doesn't really know Krishna, but she's really attracted. Now, this is text 172. Hantakantam apita drikshate manasam mama nasadhu yatkrate indurindu mukhi mandam marutah chandanam chavitanoti vedanam. Alas, O moon-faced friend, my mind only wants to see him, on account of which it's not in proper order. As such, even the moon, the gentle breeze, and sandal paste merely increase my pain. These are pleasing things, the shining of the moon, especially if it's blue, and sandal paste, etc., gentle breeze. But these things do not please Srimati Radharani. Why? She's pining for Krishna and she's not interested in anything else. This is love. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyan apratam nityakritya nalagate, she says. She's not able to fix her mind on anything else. We don't have that problem. We're fine with Krishna out of the picture. That's why we're in this world. So, Guru... But it makes her life difficult. Guru jana ganja manamavasho grihapati charitam chatarunam kimapi vismarati samastam shiva shiva murali murarate. What does it mean? The abuses from my guru janas, that means, well, we'll explain. The social disgrace, the cruel treatment of my husband, Oh, Shiva, Shiva, she's exclaiming in pain. The flute of Muda's enemy makes me just forget about all of them. Once she hears that flute, all the difficulties are gone. Rupa Goswami also quotes this verse in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu under the heading of Udipana, things that stimulate Krishna consciousness. And the flute is the chief stimulant of Madhuri Rasa. If you're interested in Madhuri Rasa, understand this. Flute, Krishna's flute. Worship Krishna's flute. After we do Radha Krishna's puja, we worship the flute of Krishna also. So, Udipana awakens ecstasy. There are different kinds of things. Vibhava, Alambana, Udipana, these things are explained in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, but I'm going to skip ahead because the time is limited. Gurujana means superiors, like the mother-in-law. Always the mother-in-law is a problem. And their abuse is that they neglect her. Tiraskaram, because she's praising Krishna's qualities all the time. And they don't like that. Why don't you praise Abhimanyu? He's my son. So, disgrace results from seeing her apparent attachment to this other person, Krishna. And on account of that, she has to suffer harsh, dreadful, or intolerable cruelty from her so-called husband. Shiva Shiva expresses ordeal. Shiva Shiva Kede. So this is something similar we hear in the Bhagavatam. Tiraskrita vipralabdhaha shaptaha kshipta hataapi nasya tat pratikuravanti tat bhaktaha prabhuopihi. The devotees of the Lord are so forbearing that even though they're defamed, cheated, cursed, disturbed, neglected, and even killed, they're never inclined to avenge themselves. Have you been killed? No. But you might have been neglected, you might have been disturbed, you may have been cheated. Huh? You know if this applies to you. Defamed. So, Sakhi mama niyate hataya stad darshana bhagyamastu ma va punarapi saveno nado yat karnapathe prate tadevaham. Oh my friend, my destiny is already ruined. My destiny is already ruined. I may or may not have the fortune of seeing him, but if even the sound of his flute again enters into my ears, that alone would be enough. In Ujjvala Neelamani, one of these verses also is spoken by Vishakha Devi to Lord Krishna, because it's seeing Srimati Radharani lamenting like this, naturally her friends go and say, have some words with Krishna. So she tells him, Mudahara Sahasa Garima, Sahasa Garima. You understand, those who speak Hindi. Sahas are Garima. I don't know, it's very difficult to translate this in this context, but Mudahara Sahasa Garima Katamita Vachya Kuranga Savakshyaha Kerarnava Patitapi Prema Madhuram Tena Satyajati. She says to Krishna, O Mudahara, how to describe the boldness and depth of this girl, this doe-eyed girl. Even though fallen into an ocean of pain, still she won't reject the burden that is your love. Srimati Radharani ki jai. The word sahas means something that's done balatkara krityakarya. It's glossed in the commentary. Something done very forcefully, without consideration of good or bad. Dosha dosha vivechana rahitya. And garima means heaviness, gurutva. So I've translated it here as, what did I say? Boldness and depth, that's the best I can. Anybody has any suggestions, talk to me later. So, the idea is that it's a burden. His love, their love affair is a burden. Prema rupa bharam. Yet although she's incapacitated in so many ways, she still endures. In this way, she reveals her own glory. Samudvahati tatratma shlagatam avishkroti. Okay. Now, Next, Champakleta told Srimati Radharani about how much Krishna was attached to her in the form of a rhetorical question. This is again from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on Ujjvala Nilamani, in which this verse also appears. These verses are in many places, so I cross-referenced. Radham prati Krishna anuraga kathanam kedi kalas kushala nagare murare abhira neeraj drishak kativa nasanti radhe tvaya maharakari tapo yadesha damodaras tvai parampanam anuragah. O Srimati Radharani, in Murari's village, are there not any number of teary-eyed gopis, cowherd girls, skilled in the arts of amorous pastimes? What great austerity have you performed that this Damodar is more attached to you than any other? Srimati Radharani replies, when a friend tested her resolve to go and see Krishna. Look, you've got to cross the Yamuna, you've got to get away from your Gurujanas, you've got to somehow sneak out and not be detected, otherwise it'll be all over Braj. So she says in response, look, my shame is already out in the open. So what's a locked door? When I've crossed all social boundaries, what is the difficulty presented by Yamuna? Evil eyes are cast everywhere. So what do I have to fear from snakes? My very life heirs are offered to him. So why should I delay my body? Vidyapati Thakur said a nice verse like this. Dei tulasi tila deha samarpino. You understand, right? Anyway. Now, one time when Srimati Radharani was feeling transcendental pride, man, she was rebuking Krishna because she knew that Krishna was going to see other gopis, but she also knew in her heart, they don't have love for him like I do. And we know this also. But does Krishna know this? That's the question. So she tells him, cheater, Hari, what are you to these cowherd women who are just acting in their own interests? They don't know love for you. So what is your cheating to them? Alas, through doomed hope, I became heart and soul fixed on you alone. This is Radharani speaking. And now those who actually are cheating you, they remain with you while my life heirs are departing. See her anxiety. Such deep love. This poem was written by Purushottama Deva. Who's Purushottama Deva? Father of Prataparudra Maharaj. Yes, great king. So, she's saying that all these other cowherd women, they only pretend to love Krishna, and so they remain content, even if he's cheating them on them. They don't care. They're cheaters and cheated, right? It happens in the spiritual realm as well, it seems. So, but she has given herself only to him and heart and soul to a degree we cannot even imagine. So how much it can hurt her. Oh, cheating Hari, who are you to these women who also merely use you? By dint of such cheating, they don't actually love you either. Only I really love you. So now they'll stay with you and I'll die. That's what she's saying. Okay. Srimati Radharani says, Sangama viraha vikalpe varamiha viraho natu sangamastasya ekasa eva sange tribhuvanamaki tanmayam virahe. Bookmark this verse. Now, if we have time, we'll return to it. Regarding union or separation, separation is better, Radharani thinks. Because union only involves one thing, that is his association. But in separation, all the three worlds become him. This is Srimati Radharani's love. Now, there are some verses that describe towards the end of Padyavali, the verses describe, it gets heavier and heavier. They all describe Srimati Radharani's lamentation after Krishna has left Vrindavan. She says, Yasyami ti samudyatasya vachanam vishrabdham akarnitam gachanduram apekshito muhurasau vyavritya pashyannapi tachunye punaragatasmi bhavane pranasta eva sthitaha sakhya pashyata jivita pranayani dambhadaham rodimi. This is the verse by Rudrara. But according to commentators, this is what Srimati Radharani told a friend. As he was going, I heard him say, I'm leaving. And I stood unmoved. As he went some distance away, I still neglected him, even though he kept turning back to look at me repeatedly. Now I've come home into the empty house, and only the life airs remain. Oh, my friends, just see. I'm only in love with life. I don't love Krishna. I'm crying only through fraud. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also said the same thing. Soyam vasanta samayo vipinam tadetat, soyam nikunjavatapi, nikhilam tadaste, ha hantakim na navanirata komalango, naloki pushpadhanushaha, pratamavataraha. Kavishekar Sanjaya wrote this poem. It's the same springtime. This is the same forest. This is the same vine-covered arbor. It's all the same as it was then. But alas, the one having soft limbs as dark as rain clouds, that first incarnation of Cupid, is nowhere to be seen. Therefore, she says, Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Just bookmark, remember I told you to bookmark that verse. When Krishna is there, when Krishna is absent, whole universe becomes Krishna. But now she's saying exactly the opposite thing. Shunyayitam jagat sarvam. An instant is made into an age. A deluge is made from tears. To me, the whole universe has been made empty because of separation from Govinda. Commentator Virachandra Goswami says, the tremendous magnitude of separation is illustrated by this poem. We know Lord Chaitanya's poem. Oh friend, you tell the truth that Krishna will come day after tomorrow, but how can I remain for even a split second without him when in his company, an age elapsed in a second, and in his separation, a second drags on like an age. This is the idea. The meaning of shunyayatam jagatsarvam is that to me, everything in the world seems void. Much we can say about this verse. And it's anyway, you can see Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila, chapter 20, text 40, 41, around there. She says, O Lord of the Yadus, when will my girlfriends come running from all directions with excited moon-like faces telling me that you have arrived? Every day Srimati Radharani is thinking like this. So then she said, what Madhavendra Puri later wrote, Ai dinar dina dayartra natha he matura natha katava lokise hridayam twara lok kataram dayata bhramyati kim karomyaham. Alas, O Lord, kind to the poor Lord of Mathura, when will I see you? Without seeing you, my heart is most distressed. It's overwhelmed, O merciful one. What shall I do? I stayed alive depending on a single thread of hope. If I'm perpetually delayed without closure, then for what other purpose did the benevolent creator of the universe create Kalakuta poison? You understand? She's talking about suicide. Her friends come and try to tell her that you should You know, just chill out. Forget about him. He's no good. Especially Lalita will say this. And what does she reply? Ashlishyava pararatam pinashtumam darshanatu marnam hatam karotu marnama. Like in Ayurveda, marnama means a particularly sensitive spot. That thing he kills. Where it hurts the most, he drives a lance through my heart. Ashlishya. Or he embraces me. Yathatata vaviritatu lambata. But prananatistus evanapada. I know he's a rascal. Let him tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He's a debauchee after all. He can do whatever he likes, but still, he alone and no one else is the worshipable lord of my heart. This is her reply. Seeing Srimati Radharani in this condition, the munificent ladies, Purantriyastriyaha, said, oh, simple girl, even now you don't realize that Krishna, who made you give up all your virtue, family, honor, and so on, he's the king of cheats. You don't see this. All you have left is your life air, and that too is about to depart. So give up attachment to him. With the poem, Ashlishya, she shows her force, the force of her feelings. Sahasagarima, we might say. I've fallen at his feet in order to atone for offenses. What will he do? He can embrace me, he can kick me away. Whatever. He may act so as to crush me to the core. He can do anything at all, like touching my feet. But only he is the Lord of my life. None else, no one else, is my very self. So how can I give up this attachment? This is her mood. Uddhava saw this. When Uddhava went to Vrindavan, Lord Krishna sent him with a message, and Krishna's message is not less profound. He told Srimati Radharani in his letter, on the day it appeared, there wasn't even a trace of anything that would amount to a cause behind your love. Causeless. This is his point. It's neither decreased by successive offenses, nor is it increased by praise or encouragement. Bestowing nectar, it allays the sufferings of the three worlds. How then would I express with mere words the lightness or heaviness of such an instructive love? Krishna says, I know what love is because of her. Srimati Radharani told a friend when they saw Uddhava arrive in Vrindavan, Kalyanam kathayami kim sahachari svaireshu shatvat pura yasya nama samiritam muraripoho praneshva iti tvaya saham prema bhidhaya dhabhayat priyatamam drishtva apidutam prabho santishtasmina veti samshayavati prichanino kinchana. Oh, my companion, what auspiciousness shall I tell you? Before, among all the rival girls, you used to proclaim my name, goddess of Murari's life. Now, although seeing his dearest messenger, I am apprehensive of being informed, sorry, your love is finished. Thus, out of fear, I say nothing at all. Even she sees Uddhava come. She's afraid to approach. She doesn't want to hear what he might say. Attaining a position of transcendental madness, divyonmada, this is the commentary, Srimati Radharani did not hear the message of Uddhava. At that time, a friend who had gone to fetch water arrived and, recognizing Srimati Radharani, inquired about her welfare. After coming to external awareness and seeing Uddhava in front of her, this is what she spoke. She didn't even hear anything he said. She was so mad. What, oh my companion, what auspiciousness can I relate? Before, you used to proclaim my name and fame. Now, even though seeing his dearest messenger, I'm afraid. Therefore, I say nothing. Uddhava tried to reassure Srimati Radharani, no, 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 don't, eventually he'll be kind to you. But he was interrupted. By whom? Lalita, most likely Lalita. What does she say? Listen, keeping her cheek placed upon the palm of her hand, her face bathed by ceaseless tears ever since the auspicious day of Madhava's departure, how could this lotus-eyed girl get even a moment of sleep? Even a moment. This is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhuwal, so there Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also comments. And so does Virachandra Goswami. In other words, she's telling him that, look, this girl cannot even sleep. How are you going to console her with mere words? Not possible. Since Lord Madhava's departure, she hasn't even slept for a moment. Not even at night. With anxiety being her sthayi bhav now, she holds her cheek against the palm of her hand. Such is her extreme pain, and it is so constant that her face is always wet, awash with tears. Her face alone shows that there can be no consoling such a lover merely by soothing words. Impossible. She's rejecting. The Sakhi continues, and she's praising the wind. O wind, you are the life of the universe. Previously, you carried the sounds of Hari's flute here to indicate the meeting, thus guiding the way for the beautiful browed girls. But now that Krishna has gone to Mathura, you're our only deliverer, wafting in from the gardens of Mathura after contacting his cool, pure form. This is their only respite, that they get a little breeze that they know is coming from Mathura, maybe it touched against his body. This is what they're thinking, especially her. Now we understand, don't we? Why is it that the Vedas contain so many hymns to Vayu? Now we understand. Prana and Vayu. Now we can understand why those exist. Now the Sakhi also has a message for Dwarkadish. Maharaj, she drops in a faint, and once that has occurred, she again faints, with virtually no interim between the two. Oh, fortunate one, the whole night ultimately passes in this way. She cannot even finish the first syllable of the first word while writing a love letter to you. She can't do it. Another girl says, because her sufferings are unbearable, our friend has distributed them as follows. She gives her incessant tears to her relatives. She gives her pain to her girlfriends. She gives her wretchedness distributes it among her servants. Her anxiety is offered to her superiors. And now the only thing that remains is her breath. But the breath oppresses her, each one bringing her closer to her ultimate rest. So, for sure, that Srimati Radharani will also gain that too. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has praised the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika so much. Such deep love. Where do we find in this world that a person 100 years later, because Krishna was 100 years later in Dwarka, 100 years later, he still remembers his girlfriend from his youth? No, it doesn't happen. And where do we find such intensity of feeling that nobody can go to sleep at night? Not even for a moment. Her face is constantly red, rash, because it's never dry. The poet, Braj poet Sur Das also said something very similar to this. So finally, when they went to Kurukshetra, this is the very last verse, actually, of Padyavali. Rupa Goswami describes her feelings at that point. It's very similar to what we've already heard. Priyoso yam krishna sahachita kurukshetra militas tathaham saradha tadinamubhayo sangamasukham tathavyanta kenan madunamurali panchamajashe manome kalandi pulanavipinaya sprihayati. It's not the same. My friend, this is he. I'm the same Radharani, he is the same Krishna, we've met again. But this is Kurukshetra. This is a happy union for us both, but still, my heart longs for the woods on the bank of the Yamuna, delighting in the sweet flute playing the fifth note. There are two things. There's the fifth note, Panchama, Sarigamapa. And there's also Rag Panchama. We don't know which one she's talking about. So this is explained also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 1, text 76 through 83. I would like to explain further, as Surabh Goswami does, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami does, but that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, so you can all read that. I've given you the reference. For now, the time is finished, but... In Dwarka, the queens of Dwarka, they notice, Rukmini in particular, in this one verse from Padyavali, Umapati Dhara's verse, Niramagnena mayampasi pranayata pali samalingita kenali kamidam tavadya kaditam radhe mudha tamyasi ityut swapna paramparasushayane shrutva giram shangiroho Rukminya Shitavikrita Sakapartam Kantagraha Patuvaha. She hears this. Rukmini hears him in his sleep say, Radhe, who told you this lie that I pulled Pali under the water and embraced her? You're upset about nothing. It's a lie. Thus hearing Lord Shanghi mumble this excuse, while dreaming as he laid in bed, Rukmini slackened her embrace. May that protect all of you. There's one Braj poet, Lalita Kishori. He and his brother built the Shaji Mandir here in Vrindavan, all crooked pillars, everything crooked. So he wrote, about the way that Krishna feels, perhaps in Dwarka. I heard one devotee explain. Rukmini Rani, she's complaining about what Krishna says in his dreams at night. Satya Brahma says, Are, this is in the nighttime only. I hear them say these things in the daytime also. Why? Naina radhe, maina radhe, saina radhe, kritanata radhe, kana radhe, tana radhe, bhana radhe, hidavita radhe. Dukhme radhe, sukhme radhe, mukhme radhe, urachita radhe. Lalita ki sori ito uta radhe, jita dekhon mein tititita radhe. If you understand Hindi, you can... Before my eyes, radha. In my words, radha. In my gestures, daily duties, social obligations, nothing but radha. In my daily activities, radha. In my outward appearance, O daughter of Rishabhanu, in whatever I do for others, in my distress, in my happiness, upon my tongue, radha. Radha, 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 hamaro tana. So, anywhere and everywhere I look, O radha, you're there. Just like Radharani feels for him. When she is thinking of Krishna in separation, she sees the whole, everything reminds her. Of course, when he's gone, it pains her. That is what we've been hearing. But she will not forget under Krishna. She not, under any circumstances, she cannot forget Krishna, and also Krishna cannot forget Srimati Radharani. So he spoke these words according to Lalita Kishori. So what do we do about this? What does this have to do with us? Pramana istad sharacharais. Tadabhyasaya nirantanam bodhayan atmanatmanam bhaktim apyutamam labhet. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells us, the highest devotion is attained by slow degrees, by the method of constant endeavor for self-realization with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice. For us, the taking the dust at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani means taking the dust of the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, or anyone who represents Him purely. This is what Narottam Das Thakur has very mercifully taught us. Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Aranakuri Humani Asha. When we hear these expressions and the devotion of Srimati Radharani and her Kevala Bhakti, we should think like this. For me, this means Guru Nishtha. As per the last word of Shweta Shatara Upanishad, Yasya Devi Para Bhakti Yatha Devi Tatha Guru. You all know the meaning, I hope. Unto those who have implicit faith, in equal faith in both Krishna and the spiritual master, unto them all the imports of the Shastras are automatically revealed. It is only a matter of time. Therefore, perseverance in practice, theistic conduct, and scriptural teachings. These are the things that have been prescribed for us by the Brahma Samhita, as per Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimati Radharani ki jai.
Radhe jaya jaya Madhava jaya jaya. Radhe jaya jaya Madhava jaya Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Rati Bhardana Veshe Harini Skuta Vrinda Bipineshe Damodara Rati Damodara Rati Bhardana Veshe Harini Skuta Vrinda Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Taruni Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Krishna Bhanu Dadi Navashashi Leke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake Vishabhanu Dadi Navashashi Leke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya tarani mandala mohite musaki radhe jay jay madhava radhe jay jay madhava gokula taruni mangala mohite gokula taruni mangala mohite radhe jay jay madhava jay karunam karumai karuna barite sanaka sanatana panita charite karunam karumai karuna barite sanaka sanatana panita karumai karuna barite sanaka sanatana panita charite gokula taruni mandala mohite radhe jay jay madhava jay radhe jay jay madhava jay jay radhe
Sometimes devotees ask, why do you do that? Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham. But there's actually Shastra Praman for this. But sometimes we go on Prikama, and what to speak of running water is not even a hand pump. What do we have? We have a well. And especially our Western devotees, they don't know the village technology. What's so complicated? You tie a rope around a bucket and you throw the bucket in the well. So they tie the rope around the bucket, they throw the bucket in the well, and the rope goes through their hands. Weet, 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 ah! Now bucket, rope, everything gone into the well. So we have to give 200 rupees to the ashram to buy a new bucket and rope. No, every ashram has a rope with so many hooks on it. And they send that rope down, they hook that bucket, and they pull it out. So this body is a big well, but it's not full of water, it's full of pap, sin. So to get that all that sin out of this body, we need a hook. So this ra akshar is just like a hook, especially in English, almost like a hook. And according to Sangeet Shastra, this particular sound, ra, goes down, right? You can feel it. So we send that hook down to catch all of this pop. Then the next syllable is aspirated. Hey! According to Sangeet Shastra, this sound goes up. Now you can feel it, right? So you hook all this pop, then you take it all out, 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 radhe, then sham. When you say this ma akshar, then this becomes band, closed. So you pull it all out, now don't let it come back. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Asmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svaparandigam Adadanastridandantai Ridamya Che Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Durisyam Janma Janmanim Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So first of all, we offer our most prostrated obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, by whose unlimited mercy Prabhuji just described how confidential Radharani is. Yet we're all sitting here relishing about Srimati Radharani, only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He has given us, he's the full manifestation of Radharani's mercy. So this is a beautiful song. Well, first of all, let's say something about today. As everybody thinks that the main festival is Janmashtami. We saw the whole entire India, everybody celebrates Janmashtami. But here in the 10th canto, in the 5th chapter, 18th verse, canto 10, chapter 5, verse number 18, Prabhupada is going to say something very astonishing about Radhastami. Tata arabhya nandasya vraja sarva samridhiman harir nivasatma gunai rama kridam abunripa. O Maharaj Parikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet, beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. Prabhupada was just disclaiming Madhava. She doesn't stay with anyone. She's very chanchal. But she can never leave Krishna. Krishna's conquered her, Madhava. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, the appearance of Krishna's appearance in the land of Raj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani, would also appear there very soon. So Janmashtami is just the indication. This is the real festival. Janmashtami is just the indication that Radhastami is coming. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we just sang this beautiful song by Srila Rupa Goswami. It was one of Prabhupada's favorite bhajans. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. We just heard about Madhav. And Daite means beloved. Radhe Jaya Jaya. All glories to Radha, the beloved of Madhav. Madhava Daite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Taruni means young girl. All the young girls of Braj, Mandala, all of them. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. They're all enchanted by Srimati Radharani's beauty. Even girls are attracted by the beauty of Srimati Radhika. Now somebody may question Rupa Goswami. He's a big scholar. He knows Sanskrit. He knows Bengali. He knows Hindi. He knows so many languages. And he's noted as a big scholar. Why is he writing a song about some young girl? But we should not think, Prabhupada always warned us, don't think that she's an ordinary girl. Sanaka Sanatan Barnita Charite. We're only mentioning two, Sanak Sanatan, but we know we're talking about the four Kumaras. Now the four Kumaras, since the beginning of the universe, for millions of years, they're brahmacharis. Barnita Charite. Barna means to describe. Charite, like Chaitanya Charitamrita. They're describing the qualities of Radharani. They've been brahmacharis since the beginning of universe, and they're describing the qualities of Radharani. So we're not talking about ordinary girl. We're talking about that own Ladini Shakti of Sri Krishna. Therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Canto 1, chapter 4, beginning with verse 68, Krishna's Kaviraj describes very sweetly the secret of Radharani's existence. First, in the first few verses of this chapter, he's describing that Krishna's very being, so to speak, is Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti, that's Krishna's very being. But it has three divisions. The Sandini Shakti, by which everything exists. Sambit Shakti, just like you know the word Bidya, right? Sambit Shakti, by which knowledge is known. Actual knowledge is to know Krishna. This Sambit Shakti. And third division is Ladini Shakti. By this Ladini Shakti, Krishna enjoys pleasure, bliss. So then he describes Radhika Hayena Krishnera Pranaya Vikara Swarupa Shakti Ladini Nama Yanhara. Srimati Radharani is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is the eternal energy called Ladini. Mahabhava Swarupa Si Radha Thakurani Sarvaguna Kani Krishna Kanta Shirumani. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. He described the previous verse that Mahabhava also has three divisions. One is Prem, then Bhav, then Mahabhava. But this Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is a repository of all good qualities, sarva guna kani. Actually, kani means mind. She's a mind, she's a deep mind of good qualities. Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Kanta means consort. She's the crest jewel, Shiromani. She's the crest jewel of all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Tayorapi Ubayor Madhye Radhika Sarvtadika Mahabhava Surupeyam Gunar Ativarisyasi. Of these two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava, and she surpasses all in good qualities. Then he describes how actually all the Lakshmis and all the queens of Dwarka and all the consorts in Braj are all expansions of Radharani. Radharani expands herself in order to give Krishna different varieties of pleasure, but especially the consorts of Braj are direct expansions of Srimati Radharani. Others are parts of expansion, but this is direct expansion. So that Krishna can enjoy rest, so many different tastes of love. Then comes a very beautiful verse. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvaswa Sarvakanta Shiromani. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda. Govinda Nandini Radha. Govinda Mohini. And she is the enchantress, Mohini, of Govinda. Govinda Sarvaswa. Now Prabhupada translates this so wonderfully. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda. Govinda Sarvaswa. The be-all and end-all of Govinda. Sarvakanta Shiromani. She's the crest jewel, Shiromani, of all his consorts. Then very important verse. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para. It's nice, repeated again. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is a direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Now Krishna Ras Goswami goes on to describe. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful, or else it means the lovely abode of worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Krishna Mayi means one who's within and without our Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Or Krishna Mayi may mean she is identical with Lord Krishna. For she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. There's no difference between the energy and the energy. It's like how will you separate the sun and the sunshine? Later it's going to, nice verse comes. Krishna is the all-powerful and Radharani is the all-power. And there's no difference between the two. This is the mystery. They're one soul appearing in two forms, dosvarup. One soul, two surup, in order to enjoy blissful pastimes. Now that verse, very famous verse from Bhagavatam. Anya radito nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishvara Yanno vihaya govinda prito yam anayadraha. People say that the name of Radha isn't in Srimad Bhagavatam, but Sukadeva Goswami, he has only 7 days. If he says Radha's name, you can see how dull we are. We're saying 100 times. He will go into ecstasy for a long time, but he's got 1 week, so he hid Radharani's name. Anya Radhidito. Truly, the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore, Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. Therefore, Radha is Parama Devata, the Supreme Goddess. She is worshipable for everyone. She is a protectress of all, and she is the mother of the universe. I've already explained the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune that we've been describing. Or Sarva Lakshmi indicates that she fully represents the 6 opulences of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Krishna. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radhika fulfills all the desires of Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarva Kanti. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all, Paramadevata. Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti Man. Duhi Vastu Bed Nahi, Shastra Paraman. Radha is the full power, and Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are not different, as evidence. By the revealed scriptures. So Radha and Krishna, they're not one. Actually, Radha and Krishna are two. They're one. There's no difference between the Shakti and the Shaktiman. But still, to relish pastimes, they've appeared in 2 forms. Now, how are we going to understand, especially being Kali Yuga inmates, this very, very high philosophy? How will we understand? Then those two, they again became one. They again merged and became one. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by Mahaprabhu's mercy we're sitting here relishing all of this wonderful katha. Those two have again become one. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. Only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and receiving that mercy by his most dear devotee, Srila Prabhupada, can we possibly be able to understand these things. Now I'll read, Sri Matarani has 25 special qualities. She has unlimited qualities. I've seen different lists, but this list I found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 23, verses 87 to 91. And the purport says this verse comes from Ujjvala Nilamani by Srila Rupa Goswami. So this is a list from Ujjvala Nilamani. Srimati Radharani's 25 chief transcendental qualities are: 1. She is very sweet. 2. She is always freshly youthful. It's like we know Krishna's Navayovana. So Radharani's Navayovani. She's always just, because Radha and Krishna are not different. Her eyes, 3, her eyes are restless. Radharani's eyes are always looking for Krishna. Just like in Vrindavan, we have a little bird called Kanjana. Now Radharani, she's known as Kanjanaksha. And it's a little, very strange color, blackish, bluish, you can't tell, it shines. Because Radharani's eyes, when we say Neel means this very blackish color. Sometimes we paint right around his eyes like she's from Sweden or someplace, or Germany. But kneel, because wherever she looks, she sees Krishna. And she's looking here and there, and her eyes are restless. So we see this little Kanjan, he's flying from one flower to the next. So Radharani's restless eyes. She smiles brightly. Five, she has beautiful, auspicious lines. We've seen pictures of the extraordinary marks on Radharani's lotus feet. We can't imagine what the marks on her hand are like. Six, she makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. Seven, she is very expert in singing. Eight, her speech is very charming. Just like there's one bird in Braj, we call Kokila. He sings very sweetly. So Radharani described Kokila Veni. Her voice is just as sweet as the Kokila. Nine, she is very expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. 10, she is very humble and meek. 11, she is always full of mercy. We were just describing, Prabhuji was describing, Radharani so merciful. Actually, our Raghunath Das Goswami has a very beautiful verse where he says, Karunaya vidravad deha. Now we all know deha, right? Dehinos minita dehi. Deha means this body. Karuna, mercy or compassion, vidravad means to melt. Ordinary persons, their hearts melt with compassion, but Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. And Prabhupada has kept all those drops of melted mercy of Radharani in his books, and the devotees are sprinkling those books over all the fallen conditioned souls. 12, she is cunning. She's very simple, but she's very cunning. 13, she is expert in executing her duties. 14, she is very shy. Prabhupada said this is very important for women, shyness. 15, she is always respectful to her elders. 16, she is always very calm. 17, she is always very grave. 18, she is very expert at enjoying life. 19, she is situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love. We're just describing Mahabhav. 20, she is a reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. 21, she is the most famous of submissive devotees. 22, she is very affectionate to elderly people. 23, so I have some hope. 23, she is very submissive to the love of her friends. 24, she is the chief gopi. 25, she always keeps Krishna under her control. So since we're talking about Raghunath Das Goswami, there's a very beautiful verse in Mukta Charita, the Pural story. Because Raghunath Das, sitting there in Radhakund, he was able to see into the future that one devotee will come, he'll see an empty plot in Raman Reti, and he'll desire a temple, and a beautiful temple will manifest. With beautiful deities of Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, and Sisi Radha Shamsundar. They will broadcast the glories of Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And he saw that beautiful Radharani deity, I think, when he wrote this verse. Because he says, Gorim Raktabaram Ramyam Sunetra Susmitananam Shamam Savistam Sadikam Radhikam Asrayet Sada. Gorib, she's very golden in complexion. Raktabaram, she's dressed in reddish garments. Gorim raktabara ramyam sunetra. We all know netra means eye, but here he says sunetra. She has very beautiful eyes. Susmitananam. Smita means that smile just before the tooth is about to show. Susmitananam. He was looking into the future and seeing this deity of Radharani. Her smile is so beautiful. Susmitananam. Shamam. Just like we read, she's very, very simple. Shamam. But swabistam sadikam. Abhista, we know, means desire. Swabhista, her desire. Sadhikam, just like we're doing sadhana, to become perfect. So she's always able to get her desire. Swabhistam sadhikam. She's very, very simple, but she's able to get her desire. Radhikam asraye sada. I eternally take shelter of that Srimati Radharani. So, now we'll take you to a beautiful place called Ravel on the banks of the Jamuna. And to understand about Radharani's appearance, we're going to have to go back many thousands of years. There was a very handsome prince named Sucharu, and a very beautiful princess named Kalavati. And seeing their matching qualities, their parents arranged their wedding together. But after their wedding, they went to the forest and were sleeping on dry leaves and grass and eating only berries that monkeys eat. This was most astonishing. Because ordinarily, after we get married, then we think, oh, no more sleeping on the mat in the ashram. Now I get a nice, soft bed. No more temple prasad. Now we get nice puri and paneer sabji and sandesh and sweet rice every day. But they were sleeping on dry grass and dry leaves. They were eating berries that only monkeys eat. Most astonishing. And they performed these austerities for a very, very long time. So finally Lord Brahma descended on his swan airplane. He asked, what do you desire? And they said, we want to get Lakshmi, the consort of Lord Vishnu, as our daughter in order to render service to her. And Brahma was so astonished, wah, 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 wah. Ordinarily, when they come to asking what is the desire, they have a whole list. I want this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and then I want 90 days credit for my next one, this, and this, and this. But they wanted service. They didn't want all these things. Give me a job and a car and a house by the sweet, Swami Jai, Jagadish, Hari. Not like that. They wanted service. He said, not just Lakshmi, we will give you the Maha, Maha, Maha Lakshmi as your daughter in your next appearance. So by some transcendental technology that we'll only learn after we're free from this material world, they merged into the forms, because Rishabhanu and Kirti, the eternal mother and father of Radharani. But Sucharu and Kalavita, they merged into their forms by some transcendental technology. And again, Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, they were again married together. And he made his Rajdhani, his kingdom, at Ravel, on the bank of the Jamuna. And they were always desiring to have one daughter. They got one son. Sridham is the older brother of Srimati Radharani. But they are always desiring to have one daughter. Many years passed. Finally, one day, it was the eighth day of the bright half of the month of Bhadra, today. And just like every day, just like all of us, at least when we're here in Vrindavan, before Mangalartik, we go to take our bath. When you're home, you don't, right? Gotcha. So Brisabano, he went to take his bath before Mangalarti in the Jamuna. And he saw something was shining in the Jamuna. As he got closer, he saw most wondrous, lustrous, splendorous, thousand-petaled lotus flower there within the waters of the Jamuna. As he got even closer, he saw within that wondrous lotus flower this beautiful yellowish golden baby girl was there, so soft and sweet. But Bhadra means the second month of rainy season. The current was too heavy. He couldn't reach to that lotus flower. Lord Brahma descended again on his swan airplane. And he plucked that beautiful girl from that lotus flower. And reminding Brisabhanu and Kirtit of his, of Brisabhanu anyway, of his previous benediction, he handed this baby girl to Brisabhanu. Brisabhanu took her in his arms. He ran to the palace. Oh, Devi, oh, Devi, oh, Devi, we got our daughter, we got our daughter. Kirtita Maharani came running. She saw this beautiful golden baby girl. She took her in her arms and held her close to her breast. Oh, so soft like butter. So beautifully sweet, and they saw her. So exquisitely beautiful, so komal, so soft, so beautiful little hands and tiny little fingers. Everything was so beautiful. Auspicious lines in her hands, auspicious marks on her feet. Everything was so wonderful. As if her eyes were closed shut. Now, to understand this blindness, we're going to have to go all the way up to the Golok Dham. One day in Golok Dham, if we can talk about days in eternal time, Krishna Chandra told Radhika, "Hey Radhe, the Dwapar Yuga is coming to an end on the earth. It's time for us to go and display our pastimes there." And Radharani said, "I don't want to go to that deep, dark, nasty material world where no one is chanting your name, no one is doing your service, everyone's engaged in sense gratification and sinful life. There's no Vrindavan, there's no Jamuna, there's no Giriraj. I will not feel happy in such a place." And Krishna Chandra said, "Hey Radhe, just see, on the face of that earth, Vrindavan has already gone. Jamuna has already gone. Giriraj has already gone. Don't think this Braja Dham is an ordinary place. Don't think you flew here on whatever airline or train you took and took a taxi and came to Mathura and came to Vrindavan. We're only here by, as everybody's been pointing out, by the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is non-different from that Golok Dham." So she looked and she saw shining on the face of this earth, this beautiful golden Braja Dham was glowing. And like a blue ribbon, the Jamuna was cutting through that Braja Dham. And standing very tall and proud was this Giriraj. So Radharani said, "All right, I will go there. But I don't want to see anyone or anything until I can see your Mukha Chandra, your moon-like face." Therefore, her eyes were completely sealed shut. Anyway, they thought, "She's so beautiful, doesn't matter. Blind daughter better than no daughter." Meanwhile, Narad Muni had the latest model smartphone loaded up with his astrology program, and he was calculating. That this is the time and this is the place for that Ladini Shakti. We just heard Radharani's Ladini Shakti should appear. So he came to the palace of Brisabhanu Maharaj. He knocked on the door. The doorman came, he saw it was Narad Muni. He ran to Brisabhanu. He said, Narad Muni is here. Brisabhanu personally, the king, he came to the door to receive him. Oh, Munivar, Padadiye, please come. Muniraj, Viraje, please sit. He sat him on his very own throne. And he washed his feet, he sprinkled the water on his head and everyone's head. Then the king sat at the foot of his own throne. He said, Muniraj, any seva for me, any service? Narad Muni said, yes, you have any daughter? Excuse me, you have any issue? You have any child? And Brisabhanu said, yes, I have one son. And Narad Muni said, one son? Ha Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Ha Maharaj. One son? Ha Maharaj. All right, you bring him. So he gave all his blessings on Sri Ram. He said, this is a very special, close, confidential associate of Sri Krishna. You have to take very special care for him. Then he got up to leave. And Brisabhanu saw there was some unhappiness on Narad Muni's face. Prabhupada always said, face is index of mind. He got to the door, he said, Taro, Taro, wait, 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 Maharaj. Kya? Tune jhoot bola? You told a lie? Oh, Maharaj, I have one daughter, but she's blind, so I was feeling ashamed to show her to you. Oh, no, 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 bring that one. Narad Muni came back, he sat down on the throne. Oh, bring that one. Now, Narad Muni knows who this is. Seeing Radharani, he was swimming and diving in the ocean of transcendental bliss. He went into trance for a very long time. Then when he came out, he said, I know how to cure this blindness. Narad Muni is a very clever fellow. He said, you have to make a feast, and you have to make this, this, and this, and this, and this. All complicated preparations that you will not find the ingredients in the house. You will have to go to the market. You will have to go to the fields. You will have to go to the bazaar. He said, then invite Nanda and Yasoda and feed them. Everyone looked at that list. They said, oh no, we'll have to collect all these things. Everyone ran hither and thither and thither and hither to the market, to the bazaar, to the fields. Narad Muni's clever, right? Now he's all alone with Radharani. He began to offer very beautiful prayers to Srimati Radhika. She smiled at him and said, what do you desire? I want to see that Kishori Roop, that 13, 14-year-old girl Roop. Then Radharani manifested that beautiful Kishori Roop before the eyes of Narad Muni. Now Narad Muni is diving and drowning in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Then Narad Muni paid his obeisances and he went on his way. Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman. Meanwhile, a messenger was sent to call Nanda and Yasoda and the cooking was started. Nanda and Yasoda came. Krishna was born on the previous Bhadra month, on the dark half, the eighth day, Krishnastami day. Eighth day of the dark half of Bhadra. So he's a little boy, he was under Yasoda's arm. And they came and they saw Radharani and they thought, she's so beautiful. She's just so lovely. Doesn't matter she's blind, she's so lovely. Then Nanda Baba and Brisabhanu, they sat down to do their talkings. And Yasoda and Kirtida, they sat down to do their gossipings. Meanwhile, Krishna was crawling here and there and here and there. He saw this beautiful basket with this black blanket coming out from either side. Kali Kamri, we call it. Kali Kamri, black blanket. He crawled over. He grabbed the sides of that basket. He looked inside. Now you've seen how Mother Yasoda paints all these beautiful sandalwood and kesar, what's kesar? Saffron, aguru, camphor, all these beautiful markings on Krishna's face. That divine fragrance entered into the sesame flower like nose of Srimati Radharani. Our Goswamis often compare Radharani's nose like a sesame flower. One time in Braj Shrikam, we went through the sesame field. And you see the flower hanging there on the bush like that. One petal comes down, bloop, and turns up at the end. Another two petals come down, bloop. Looks just like a beautiful nose. So that fragrance entered into Radharani's nose. Now she knows Krishna's Mukha Chandra is right in front of her. You have to understand, Radha and Krishna are face to face. Our Prabodhanand Saraswati, he describes that even just a kataksha means sidelong glance. There's a beautiful song in Gokul that everyone in Gokul is walking through the streets, Radharani's talking. And with their two eyes, they're seeing Nanda Nandan. But I myself, I have to keep one eye on my elders, one half of my eye, other eye on my Nindikarni Walam, those people who will criticize me. So with only one quarter, one half of the other eye, one quarter, I'm getting the darshan of Nanda Nanda. But Cupid's giving me five dandas, five punishments. He's shooting his arrows, sound, smell, touch, whatever they are. I'm getting five dandas. So just a little kataksh. And Prabodhanand Saraswati, he says, that kataksh, when Radha Krishna sees that, even his mukut falls from his head. His flute slips from his hand. His chadar slips off his shoulder. He doesn't even notice. That's just from a little kataksh. Bing. Sidelong glance. Bing. Now you try to understand, Radha and Krishna are face to face, amne samne. And Radharani opened her beautiful lotus petal eyes and stared with so much love into the eyes of Sri Krishna. So much love was going between those eyes. So much love was going between those eyes. So much love was going between those eyes. It's so thick, you can put your finger in and taste it. And then the children began to laugh. And hearing the children laugh, the parents were distracted. And they saw Radharani's beautiful lotus petal eyes open widely, staring with love into the eyes of... Srimati Radharani. Oh, you were Krishna. And they thought, this Narad Muni is so clever. He cured the blindness of Srimati Radharani. So they come for lunch around noontime, right? So when do we have to fast on Radhastami? We heard Radharani, she's very kind, very karun. Only half day we have to fast. This Krishna Chandra, he's very hard fellow, all the way to the midnight. But our Radharani is very soft. Only half day you have to fast. So now we'll have, in a few minutes, we'll have Abhishek. There's some special arrangement. I have to go get ready for Abhishek. But anyway, if you go to Raval, there's beautiful little deities there. Not very big, this big. blackish Krishna and metallic Radharani. Ladli Lal. Ladli means little girl, and Lal means, of course, means little boy. And somebody, a few years ago, made a new altar. Where, this is the only place in the universe where there's a crawling Radharani. You can see Radharani crawling. Very special. On top of the temple, we go around in Sirke Mamilit and go up on top of the temple. Everything is covered with white marble. When I first went there about 30 years ago, it was a broken down place. Very neglected. But our Mr. Danuka from next door here, they restored it with beautiful walls and put marble on the floor and marble everywhere. And marble dome they made. If you go up on the roof, you can see from the dome, one tree is growing right out of the base of the dome. The Pujari told me that his ancestors found the deities of Ladli Lal underneath that tree. It was growing behind the temple. And when the contractor was putting marble, because this tree has only thorns and twigs, no leaves, nothing. Very famous tree in Braj, Karil. In fact, whenever in Dwarka they talk about Braj, why do you want to talk about that thorn forest? Oh, sticker forest. And the poor guy was a little hungry. He took some butter. He pulled his ear. They chased him with sticks. They tied him with ropes. Why do you want to talk about that nasty place? So this is the original tree of Braj, Kareel. No twigs, no leaves whatsoever. Just twigs and very, very sharp thorns. And then right now, just before Kartik, sprays and sprays of reddish-orange flowers come. Looks like a fountain of flowers. And the flowers fall and these little beads come and grow into little pea-like things. Tenti. The Brishpazi call tenti. And they make a special achar. Tenti achar. If you ever eat in a Brishpazi's house and you get some achar that looks like peas, it's tenti. Very favorite. In fact, the Brishpazi's told me that when Lord Brahma came back after stealing the cowherd boys and calves, this is what he saw. Because the Brishpazi told him this is one of their favorites. Chipped rice, yogurt, and you put on top tenti achar. Bhagavatam just says phalam. It doesn't specify what fruit. But the Brishpazi told me this phalam means is tenti. So this is what Lord Brahma saw. Krishna was standing there with his blue lotus hands. With this lump of chipped rice, yogurt, and tenti achar. And between his blue lotus fingers, this yellow mustard oil was dripping. This is what Lord Brahma saw when he came. So this bush, that tree, somehow or other, he was cut down, but he grew up behind the marble and popped out at the base of the dome and growing luxuriantly. Karil. And the fruit is called tenti. So anyway, we have to get ready for Abhishek. Then there's a feast for everyone right here in the temple room for the men. At 1:30. Srimati Radharani Ki! Srila Prabhupada, the most dear servant of Srimati Radharani Ki!